This is TWiT.
The stated reason for the delay is COVID-19. That's the official internal reason that they're giving. That, by the way, this was not some externally released story from Microsoft. I was told about a note that Panos Panay sent out internally telling people, you know what? We said we were going to have Windows 10 X devices from Microsoft and from third parties out by this holiday. But guess what? We're not. And it's not that surprising, given what's going on in the world, that they aren't. But instead, what they're going to do, and this is the good news part of the story, is they're going to take some of the features that they've built into 10X, and they're going to try to get them out sooner. So think about things like running apps and containers. That may debut as part of plain old Windows 10 instead of having to wait for 10X sooner. The other thing that's going to happen is Microsoft, instead of saying 10X is the operating system for dual screen devices, they're now going to prioritize it debuting on single screens. So that means 2-in-1s, convertibles, clamshells. This is where 10X is going to show up first instead of showing up on dual screens. And again, the reason indirectly is COVID-19. People have different priorities now. It sounded really fun last year, like, oh, cool, I'll get this brand new dual screen device and I'll get to run 10X on it. And now people are being more practical. People are saying, you know what, I'd rather have some of these capabilities like virtualization, like containerized apps, like better built-in security for known apps without having to necessarily go through the store.
Well, and the simpler user interface, too.
Yeah, and the simpler UI.
Great.
Although,
it's
the
funny
simpler UI part, I don't know how soon that piece will show up.
We hypothesized, and I still believe it, that Microsoft said it's for dual screen devices so as not to scare people.
But exactly.
But the real intent was to put this out for everything. And maybe
we know that for a fact. Like, this was always intended for single screen
devices. Yeah.
That was always the case.
But start with the new device.
There was a leak on that.
So it's the new Windows, so you don't feel so bad with the old Windows.
But we, you know, when they announced this as something specifically for dual screen devices, it was confusing because we had seen prototypes of it or screenshots that were of single screen devices.
Right.
And it seemed to make tons of sense. It seemed very much like a Chromebook type, you know,
and
simple
remember
UI.
When they announced 10X, the operating system itself, the way they defined it was they said Windows 10X, the operating system variant for dual screen devices. And I was like, wait, it's not just for dual screens though, right? And they're like, nope, it's for dual screens. And I'm like,
so everything comes around. It's fine. I mean, this is a good enough excuse to kill something that probably would have been a niche product anyway, frankly. And like Mary Jo said, I mean, people are prioritizing now. In fact, I think there's a kind of a neat broader story around that, because what this type of event proves or shows is what is important, and that's true of all things in life. But I mean, with technology in particular, what an entitled thing to say, like, well, I have this special computer for this thing, and I use this special computer for this other thing, and you know, and when you know, when the stuff hits the fan, it's like, okay, I need this one thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't have room for luxury.
I need
sidecar devices. I want this to work.
Yeah.
So, are resources constrained? I mean, I know people are working from home, but is this some of this because of Microsoft having to prioritize because of constraints?
So, I'll tell you what they're saying internally, and then I'll tell you my theory.
Okay.
So internally, they're telling people, we've been listening to customers, and you know what? Customers want it to come out this way now instead of the other way. They're not saying it's because we don't have enough developers. They're not saying it's because of constraints or any of that, right? But my theory is 10X is not ready. The virtualization.
By the way, that's not even a theory. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I mean,
it is not.
The virtualization needs to be pretty good on this for Win32 apps, right? And we have been hearing it was not very good at this point. You can't have another Surface RT and Windows RT thing happen. You can't have Microsoft roll out something and then people think they can run their regular apps on it and they can't. That's a recipe for disaster, as they've shown.
We've gotten two builds of this thing in virtual environments, and the performance is terrible on Win32 apps. And of course, the question then is, well, it's a virtual machine. I mean, you know, whatever. You don't know. We have to see what this is like on real hardware. But there have been lots of indications from people at Microsoft that this is not going well. So yeah, that's definitely part of it. Later in the show, we have another story based on some inside information that's not quite as big of a deal as this. But that the memo that I saw with regards to some other topic within Microsoft talks about this kind of resource issue. And I think there are two sides to it. I mean, one, people look at Microsoft and 100 and whatever number, you know, 1,000 employees, humongous, one of the biggest companies in the world. They obviously have infinite resources, and that's not really the way it works.
No.
In the same way that, you know, someone will see, like, they put out a mobile app and they're like, I don't know why they're doing this mobile app when they could just fix this feature in Windows. And it's like, guys, the people who did that mobile app can't do anything about Windows. Like, that's not, they're not, it's not like that. But under Satya Nadella especially, but I would say just in general over time, you know, Microsoft product groups have to justify their existence as well.
Yeah.
And in times like this, resources are stretched to the limit. I mean, they don't have infinite resources. They just don't.
Right. Right. No, that's true.
So, you know, although in the
10X case, though, I don't think this is so much about being resource constrained.
I guess what I mean is the entire weight of Microsoft is not going to be put behind Windows 10X, even in the best of times, right?
That's true.
There is some slice of the company that is a slice of a slice of a slice that is concerned with this. And it's not a very big slice. So,
no, that's true.
Even if this was a bigger concern, they still have finite resources.
That's true. Yeah. So people have been asking about the Duo, the Android-based Surface Duo, and whether there's any impact on that. And as far as I know, right now, Duo is still on schedule for release this year. And that kind of makes sense because Duo's built on top of standard Android, right? And so 10X is built on this new variant of Windows 10 that Microsoft's still in the middle of developing. So obviously Duo is further ahead than Neo. And we've seen a lot of shots of people using the Duo, you know, people who work at Microsoft and they're at home and they're testing it out. Brad Anderson's posted a few, right?
Yeah.
So
that's a hint right there, I think, right? When Frank Shaw, Brad Anderson, Panos Panay, whoever else have photos of their works, you know, some work thing at home and they're using a Duo, I think that's a subtle indication that it's still coming.
I mean, I'm sure they don't want to say definitively it is coming because, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen in the world for the rest of this year. But I think that those two things are very separate. And from everything I hear, Duo is still on track for this year. When this year, I don't know. There's been a lot of hints that it may come out as developer units that Microsoft starts seeding externally to people sooner rather than later, like maybe even around the time of build.
Oh, I'd buy that. I'd pretend to be a developer right away.
Something just occurred to me, and I'm curious what you think about this. When they announced Neo and Duo and Windows 10X last October or November, whenever that was, they were kind of talking up these dual screen experiences that worked across different device types, but also different platforms, right? So Microsoft had Windows 10X and they were working on Android as well. Mm-hmm. With them repositioning Windows 10X as more of a traditional, they still call them devices all the time, which kind of drives me crazy, but really we're talking about PCs here, whether they're tablets or, you know, convertible PCs or traditional PCs, whatever they're PCs. I wonder if this is going to lead to Microsoft focusing on Android for non-PC devices going forward, that it doesn't really make sense for a Windows 10X dual screen device, whereas an Android device of that size could make some sense.
So my guess is no on that. And the reason I would say no is I think Panos Panay is all about Windows still. You know, Microsoft, the only reason they did the Duo as an Android device is it's a phone, whether they want to call it a phone or not. And Windows phones aren't working. That doesn't work, right? But tablets, they still think they have a good chance to make Windows more prevalent in the mobile PC, mobile tablet space. So it would be a huge concession for them to do Android there.
I don't know. I see it more as an acceptance of the way the market has gone. If you think about like a really good Windows PC tablet, like Surface Pro. Mm-hmm. The reason that thing is so good is not because it's a tablet. It's nice that it is, and you can draw on it, mm-hmm. things like that. But right. I mean, fundamentally, that thing is a computer. The strength of it is that it is a computer. You could attach a keyboard, have a mouse. It works. It's a computer. I don't know. I haven't thought that one through, I guess, but
yeah, I know what you mean though, because they were making a big deal when we first saw it out of how similar the gestures were across Android and 10X, right? Remember that? They were saying you do things the same way. It looks a lot alike. So I get why you think that could be a thing. And
Linux. They are going to release their own Android. I mean,
is it their own Android?
Well, I don't know, but when you hear that Microsoft is releasing an Android device, it's natural to assume there will be more, you know?
Yeah.
I doubt this is a one-off. It's not like it's a holding pattern. Like, let's just do this now so we can ship the next version based on Windows. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. And a lot of people have guessed that that's the case. I see people say that all the time. Like, yeah, the first Duo is going to be Android, but you know, the next one's going to be Windows. No, nope.
No, I think the app thing is too important to give that up.
Yeah, and if it's a phone, that ship has sailed, right? You have to do Android. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe that was, I don't know.
The speculation because of the similarity of the devices. Like they showed them together. They showed them how they look a lot alike. And every picture you saw from Microsoft had both of them in the picture, right? It was like,
I wondered at that time if they weren't going to do some kind of a Xamarin thing where it would be easy to create dual screen apps in Xamarin that would run on both Android and Windows 10X or whatever. You know,
I know. They kind of hinted that, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it was kind of heading in that direction.
You know? Yeah.